The Greater Syracuse Land Bank will continue to demolish dilapidated properties across the city of Syracuse in the coming year. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the results of a year-long experiment in the deconstruction process proved fruitful.
There were 6 homes deconstructed instead of demolished last year as the land bank continued acquiring dilapidated houses that were behind on taxes. Kevin Stack, a consultant on the deconstruction project, says the initial target was to deconstruct at least half the materials in the targeted homes. They ended up with more.
We average a 63% diversion rate, so we're diverting materials that are normally destined to landfills and incinerators and repurposed, refurbished, and reusing them.
One of the big questions during the pilot project was whether there was a market for the old architectural items like windows or corbels. They found there is, with over $20,000 worth of these items resold to the local community. But that's only one part of the deconstructed material that's proved valuable.
So we're actually harvesting lumber that was old growth lumber taken from our forest hundreds of years ago that we can't get today.
On top of that, deconstruction creates more jobs than demolition. It also keeps dangerous substances like lead out of the soil. On the other side of the ledger, though, it's more expensive, costing $4,000 more per house than general demolition. But Stack expects that cost to come down. Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright agrees, seeing deconstruction part of every home that needs to be demolished in the city this year.
We want to shift the needle in that direction and salvage as much as possible.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.